Time now for Slate's Summary Judgment, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon.
Well, what an exciting weekend you moviegoers have waiting for you. Everything from the Olsen twins to Monster Hunters to Big Max. Unfortunately, all of these elements aren't in one movie together, because man, then you'd really have something. But yes, the Olsen twins are here with the teen comedy New York Minute that has most of the nation's critics cursing the 92 minutes of additional film. See, one of the twins is super organized, and the other one is super organized and... No, wait, that wouldn't work. Oh, yeah, the other one is not super organized. She's rebellious.
Excuse me, Dad, will you sign my field trip permission form, please?
Shakespeare in the Park? Great. Which play?
Oh, you know, the one with the girl and the guy, love the tights, hair.
Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, thank you. I totally blanked.
The Village Voice sniffs. The whole project reeks of vanity. Hello, Village Voice. It's an Olsen Twins movie. Duh. Entertainment Weekly chides it's more bogus than a Gucci bag for sale on a Fifth Avenue sidewalk, and the Philadelphia Inquirer calls it a moldering glob of spun sugar. But the Detroit Free Press critic goes out on a limb and confesses, I kind of liked it. Next up is Super Size Me, a scathing documentary about America's obsession with fast food. Filmmaker Morgan Spurlock eats nothing but McDonald's food for a month and suffers the consequences.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, could I get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal?
Large super size.
I think I'm going to have to go super size.
Most critics are deep fried with praise. USA Today found it riveting and darkly comic. The Chicago Tribune bubbles, it's zippy and laugh-out-loud funny. And the Philadelphia Inquirer burps, hugely entertaining and hugely scary. Newsday, however, is not loving it. It calls Super Size Me a scientific experiment devoid of science and laments that Spurlock has now rendered the fast food issue untouchable as a topic for a responsible documentary. Oh well, there goes Ken Burns' next project. And finally, we have Van Helsing. It's been a while since we've had a movie set deep in the mountains of Carpathia, showing the studios are going after the untapped 18 to 24-year-old Carpathian demographic. Hugh Jackman stars as a legendary monster hunter who not only goes after Dracula and his brides, but also Frankenstein and the Wolfman.
Here, take this. Rings of garlic, holy water, silver steak, crucifix.
Why can't I have one of those?
You've never gone after vampires before, now have you?
Vampires, gargoyles, warlocks, they're all the same. Best when cooked well.
Most critics found this film loud and empty. Rolling Stone howls it's a shrieking bore, while Variety grouses it repeatedly looks ready to blow all its fuses due to sensory overload. But New Times just accepts it as a popcorn monster movie and raves, Van Helsing is as subtle as a Red Bull enema, but it succeeds magnificently as compulsively watchable spectacle. Note to self. Pick up some Red Bull on the way home.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.